Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Patrick, are you ready to share your new music picks from August?
I'm ready, Jim, but can you do me a favor?
Sure. What is it?
You have to make this episode play at 45 RPM. Because it was a single, you know?
Yeah, got it. Okay, Patrick, we are now into... What are we into? We are into September.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, it's September.
It's fall.
You say that, but okay. Let me talk about this for a second. So, at first I liked the way you had your, the Patrick Foster calendar set up. You like to start the seasons at the first of the month, mm-hmm. as opposed to the, like, whatever it is, 22nd, 23rd, yeah. or whatever, right? So, September 1st to you is the beginning of fall.
That's right.
So, fall is September, October, November, right?
Four seasons. 3 months in each season.
And for a while, I was like, that kind of made sense. September, yeah. October, November, and then winter's December, January, February, and then spring is... Yeah, right? So that kind of made sense. But here's the thing. I was just having this conversation with my wife today. September in the DC area is still effing summer.
Unfortunately, yeah.
It doesn't really become fall until October.
Yeah, that's true.
So I think the problem is fall is actually only 2 months.
That might be right.
It's October and November.
That's right.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's all we get here.
Right.
Yeah.
But people will be drinking those pumpkin spice lattes September 1st, as soon as they break them out. So they probably already have them out.
All
I
right.
don't know.
But my point here is that now that it is September,
yep.
we will talk about music that we discovered in August.
Right.
This is how this works, mm-hmm. peoples. And it's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And with us today and tomorrow, we have a couple of guests here.
Yeah, since that's awesome.
We've been hanging out at their house, and so we asked them to just kind of sit in on these episodes. We have Travis and Alex from Apollo 66. Hey, guys.
Hello.
Hey. Hello, guys.
And, of course, you can see Apollo 66 play live October 2nd at the American Legion Post in Silver Spring, Maryland, and we're expecting everyone to be there. All right. I guess you're going to go first this month.
Yeah.
I went first last month. So tell me what you got.
Okay. So I will say, folks, I only have one pick this month, and... partly because I didn't just have a chance to really catch up with a lot of new music this month. And that happens sometimes. I mean, there's so much new music that comes out, so much old stuff you're trying to catch up with, so many TV shows like the Detroiters that you want to watch, and all kinds of things. But I'm very excited about this choice. Now, this is another single from an album that comes out on September 24th. It is Sufjan Stevens. And he's made an album with Angelo Augustine called A Beginner's Mind. And apparently they did like a Bon Iver thing and they were up in a cabin somewhere, I guess maybe during pandemic time, I don't know. And they watched apparently a lot of movies while they were making this music. And you can see that from some of the song titles. First, there was a song called Olympus that came out on the first single and another one called Reach Out. I think that was in... July, late July. But just in August, another single called Back to Oz. And I think the other one's called Fictional California. So you've got two heavy duty movie themes right there, right? So I want to choose Back to Oz. I like Fictional California a lot too. But I don't know, Jim, I've been a fan of Sufjan's work ever since I heard Songs from Michigan way back a long time ago.
Yeah.
And I've been able to see him like three or four times. He's an amazingly weird and excellent performer. Always does something different.
Yes.
So let's hear Back to Oz.
Well, I'm going to make a deal with you,
okay.
Patrick. I'm going to offer you, make you a special offer.
Okay.
That's what I'm trying
special
to say.
Offer.
Since you just had the one pick, uh-huh. and you said you like both these songs, why don't we listen to both
okay.
of these songs?
Sounds good to
All
me.
All right.
Yeah. So side A and side B.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
So we'll start here with Back to Oz.
Okay.
Thank you.
It sounds like something that would come out of like Capitol Studios in LA in the 60s, or like the Wrecking Crew playing
Exactly, with all the exquisite touches and everything.
Yeah,
I love it. It's very hypnotic to me, and the more I listen to it, the more I like, well, I'm going to play that again. And then I'm like, wow, that's really good, Sufjan. Like, he's, for someone who's written so much with strings, I mean, you know, and he's written your quote-unquote symphonic works, if you call one about the Bronx Expressway, I guess, in a symphonic work. But he uses such great restraint with the orchestral touches he uses, and I love it right there. And I just love that one part right before they go into the first chorus where it just is that descending, like, do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do, all the way down. It's really, really cool. And cymbals and everything, it's really, really, really a good Sufjan track.
I like the harmonies. Who sings harmonies with him?
That is Angelod Augustine, who he guess is getting full billing as a collaborator on this record. Which I don't know if Sufjan's ever done that. You know, two people.
I like that breathy kind of thing. Yeah,
yeah, really, really cool.
I think hypnotic was a good word.
Yeah,
when the drums came in, I was like, that feels good.
Yeah,
like, that just it felt right.
It was just the right amount of touch. Yeah.
Want to turn the record over? Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I was going to say, let's flip it over. Fictional California. I love the title. This one's even quieter, folks. So really listen closely. Right.
Now, when you arrived in fictional California, we're going to bring it on again, bring it on to your heart. Our school spirit was defined by dance and drum.
All right, that has a little more what I expect from Sufjan Stevens, I think.
Yeah, a little more. And interesting, that line, open your mind till it all falls out, and the album title, A Beginner's Mind, are very intriguing to me. So I'm really interested to see how that all fits in the whole album. I think it's a 10 or 11 track record, so it ought to be really cool to check it out. And again, really delicate. I mean, to me, it's almost like that's the first thing you play on Sunday morning after the Suburbs Pod Fest on Saturday night to just kind of clear it up a little bit. And then you move to the Blue Note Jazz Records. But what'd you guys think?
I had a different thought. My thought was that's something I listen to by myself at night with a glass of bourbon, laying on the floor with my headphones on.
Right.
Having a good cry afterwards.
I love it in the dark, right?
Yeah. I absolutely respect Sufjan Stevens. And I mean, just the sound, the composition, all that is really impressive. But I guess what it brings up for me is, as I've gotten older, I feel like I'm almost reverting back to kind of a teenage need for energy in music. Yep. I don't know. Perhaps as my energy wanes.
There you go. No, I totally feel that. Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's interesting. It just reminded me how, as I feel in the last few years, I've been gravitating more to energetic things and moving away from more mellow things, not necessarily consciously, but I think that's why I remember Sufjan like years ago, you know, kind of being intrigued by it and getting into it a little bit. But I've moved away from very mellow things, and I'm not sure I can account for it. But
yeah,
that's a very interesting point.
There's a certain lullaby quality to this song.
Without a doubt. Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, I think it's so interesting because when I first went to listen to this, I was listening in the car and I was like, you know what? Can't do it. Like, this is not, you're not going to be able to, number one, you know, and I think part of it too is these old ears that have listened to so much rock and roll, whatever that Townsend line is, right? You know, you need to be in a quieter space to even sort of understand what he's trying to pull off. And this this to me is probably the clearest listening with all of us on headphones down here and like all concentrating on it. So I always like to listen to his albums just to see what he's up to. And some I've loved and some I've just have turned me off because they've been a little too pretentious or, you know, a little too arty. And I always loved that he said he was going to make an album about every state. I hate the fact that he pulled out of that. And at least he admitted it was a marketing gimmick. But
I think that was the only thing I knew about him.
Yeah.
I had heard about him, but I hadn't actually listened to any of his music. So it was nice to do that. So. Yeah.
Maybe this is his California album. I don't know. But I just think he's, you know, such an interesting figure and always like to check out what he does. So I hope, you know, if other folks out there are into Sufjan, you know, love to hear what you like about him and which albums.
All right, cool. All right.
Thanks, Jim.
I'm going to do two picks tomorrow.
Great.
Okay.
And next month, I'll be back with my usual Bandcamp 55-minute punk songs and African pops.
There you go.
It'll go together.
Sounds good. We like to close out, though, with a new cover of an old song. Yep. And you guys can all weigh in on which one we play.
Okay. Okay?
All right. I'm going to give you, there's a lot of good stuff here. I got like half a dozen songs for you to pick from. Okay. I won't tell you what the songs are, but I'll tell you who the artists are and who they're covering. And then you can pick. All right.
Wow. Cool.
We have Dawes covering the Waterboys. We have Courtney Barnett covering Velvet Underground. Ooh. We have Phoebe Bridgers covering Metallica. We have Waxahachie doing a Woody Guthrie song. Local H covering Looking Glass was the name of the band, I believe. And Bonnie Prince Billy covering The Grateful Dead. Wow. Any of those sound interesting to you?
Courtney Barnett, Velvet Underground.
Okay. I was going to go for that one.
Totally.
All right. I think actually the song she covers is on our Perfect Pop playlist, by the way.
That's even cooler.
It's I'll Be Your Mirror.
Oh, awesome.
And with that, it's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And with us are
Travis Hodges
and Alex Morse.
All right, we'll talk to you all tomorrow.
And I'll be your mirror, reflect what you are, in case you don't know. I'll be the wind, the rain, and the sunset, the light on your door, to show that you're home. When you think the night has seen your mind, that inside you're twisted and unkind. Let me stand to show that you are blind. Please put down your hands, 'cause I see you. I find it hard to believe that you don't know the beauty you are. But if you don't, well, let me be your eyes, a hand to your darkness, so you won't be afraid. When you think the night has seen your mind, that inside you're twisted and unkind, well, let me stand to show that you are blind. Please put down your hands.
There is a slow interlude, but Patrick's an idiot.